This is The Green on Delaware Public Media, and I'm Tom Byrne. Malls were once a staple of shopping, especially for those living in the suburbs. But many of them these days are struggling. One retail analyst predicts 400 of the country's 1,100 enclosed malls will fold in the coming years, a forecast that seems even more likely with longtime anchor stores like Macy's and Sears announcing they're closing a number of locations nationwide. And some trying to avoid that fate are reimagining themselves, bringing in unconventional anchor tenants. In Delaware, Christiana Mall's numbers and prime location at the intersection of I-95 and Route 1 would appear to make it safe. But what about the others, such as the Concord Mall in North Wilmington and Dover Mall? Contributor Eileen Dalabrida took a look at where those malls fit into the landscape in her new piece, available right now at DelawarePublic.org. And she joins us here on The Green to talk about what she found. Eileen, thanks for being here.
Good to be here, Tom.
So are malls essentially becoming retail dinosaurs?
Well, traditional malls are indeed retail dinosaurs. There hasn't been a traditional enclosed shopping mall built in America in more than 10 years. So it would appear that ship has sailed.
And locally, as we mentioned, Christiana Mall seems okay. Did it wind up kind of getting ahead of the curve in the reinventing process?
Well, Christiana Mall had to change. Two of its anchors were gone because of consolidation in department stores when Strawbridge's went away. They had a seriously underperforming Lord & Taylor's that went away. So what they did was what several other successful malls did in transforming themselves, and that is to kind of make themselves into a lifestyle center, to bring in more restaurants, to make it more of a bright and inviting place. They added entertainment. They managed to get Nordstrom to locate there, and it's a tremendous success story.
And they also, I guess, you know, got lucky as well in the fact that they wound up having an Apple store that draws a lot of people because of tax-free shopping. And what was built kind of around the Christiana Mall helped kind of make the whole area a little bit more attractive for shopping.
Yes, that Apple store is a gold mine. It's a wonderful tenant. They sell more iPhones there than any other place in America. Plus, there's retail development all around, and because of its location and that critical mass, it's become a true regional hub.
So let's talk about the other malls here in the first state, starting with Concord Mall. Two of its main anchors, Macy's and Sears, are closing stores around the country. And inside the Concord Mall, it also seems to have many defectors as well there in terms of stores leaving. Is the Concord Mall in trouble?
Well, the Concord Mall is privately held and it doesn't release figures, but I can tell you that there have been a number of smaller retailers that have left the mall. PacSun, which was very popular with shoppers, and that there are just a lot of recent exits. So, but the mall is it's clean, it's well kept. It doesn't look like it's, you know, going to fall down or anything, but it really is impacted by what is going on in retail land, and that is Macy's and Sears, its two anchors, being in serious trouble.
On the plus side, I guess, though, that the Concord Mall still has a solid location. Is that a factor in how well it may be able to kind of keep on going and have time to change course a little bit if necessary?
Well, it certainly strikes me as a property worth investing in. It is the first major retail hub that you come to when you get over that Pennsylvania line, and it has it doesn't have a lot of room to grow, but I think that if one of those anchors did go away, that might indeed give that Concord Mall an opportunity to reinvent itself.
Let's talk about the Dover Mall. Its owners seem to be banking on a plan to make it more accessible to Route 1 traffic that flows by it. What's the story there with Dover Mall? What are they trying to do?
Well, they are trying to fast-track a $31 million road improvement that would essentially funnel shoppers directly from Route 1. It would give Dover Mall a presence on Route 1. But this is a difficult task to accomplish, because it's Macy's is officially in trouble. It has been listed on Morningstar's list of Macy's that are expected to close because its sales are very poor. And I don't know if time is on their side. It takes a long, even if they did prevail in building this access, that takes a long time. And I believe what the people in Kent County are telling me is that if the mall had better access, that would be an incentive for the owners to put some money into it and transform it from a traditional shopping mall to something more exciting, as Christiana has done. But I don't know if the time frame would work for them.
Yeah, and we just learned this week that the legislation to kind of enable the public-private partnership that would allow this work to be done on the access roads and a toll booth that would help pay for it is being introduced this week in the state legislature. So they are trying to move that ball quickly, but as you said, how quickly it gets through the legislature and then how quickly they could actually pull the project together, as you said, time just isn't on their side. But moving on to the idea that both Concord and Dover Mall seem to need the change in some way, perhaps dramatically. Are there other properties regionally that might give a clue as to what direction Concord and or Dover Mall could go? And do any of these ideas seem more successful than others at this juncture?
Well, Plymouth Meeting has done really well. They were in serious trouble, and they have embraced Legoland. They have Whole Foods. Both big draws that aren't stores that you would traditionally find in a shopping mall. Cherry Hill Mall in South Jersey, the oldest mall east of the Mississippi, really is a dazzling example of a successful redevelopment. And in fact, Christiana's model, they borrowed their playbook from Cherry Hill. And Echelon Mall in Voorhees in South Jersey was pretty much on its last legs, and it has been completely revamped. Condos, shops, restaurants, and the municipal building for the township has been relocated there.
Very interesting possibilities, all of them, and perhaps ones that could be duplicated at a Dover Mall or a Concord Mall. But all this discussion we're having, Eileen, is kind of in front of the backdrop of online shopping and the fact that has become so much more part of retail's landscape. And in the end, is there only so much malls can do in the face of online shopping at this juncture, no matter what they do in terms of reimagining themselves?
Well, I think that brick-and-mortar centers have become much more savvy in the symbiosis that they can create with online retail, that there are now apps at various Simon properties, and Simon is the owner of Dover Mall, where as you stroll through a shopping center, a lifestyle center, or a shopping mall, you can pick up on promotions from various retailers. Many brick-and-mortar stores now invite people to order online and pick up at the store, and you can also return things to the store. And surveys are showing that those kinds of transactions have become very good for brick-and-mortar stores, that the 23% of customers who pick up an online order at a store buy something else while they're at it. And even when shoppers are returning something, 1 in 5 of those buy something when they're in the store.
So there is some hope for the mighty mall.
There is some hope for the mighty mall.
Eileen Dalabria, thanks so much for your time this week here on The Green.
Thanks, Tom.
And a reminder, Eileen's story on the future of malls is available right now at DelawarePublic.org. Next up, we finish out The Green this week with our latest edition of History Matters. Stay with us. This is Delaware Public Media.